What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Episode of Hard Factor. It is Monday, February 25th. Our top stories for the day. Mark is going to put PETA in the soft corner for attacking Steve Irwin on the dead man's birthday.
I mean, they kind of put themselves in the soft corner daily.
Yeah, yes, they do. All right, Wes is going to do one about R. Kelly failing to make bail. Fat's going to do one about a news anchor who killed himself by putting too much crystal meth in his butt.
This guy has a PhD in partying.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And I'll take us to a lightning round of other headlines. Take it away, Mark. Today's episode of Hard Factor is brought to you by Upstart.com. Applying for a loan is a lot like applying for a job that you don't get to interview for. Loan companies make their decisions based off your credit score and history without getting to know the whole you. Now, thanks to Upstart.com, it never has to be that way again. Upstart is revolutionizing the way you borrow money by rewarding you for your job experience and education in the form of a smarter interest rate. Upstart believes you are more than just your credit score. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate in less than 2 minutes without affecting your credit score. The best part? Once your loan is approved, the funds will be transferred to you the very next business day. Over 100,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards, student loans, fund their wedding, or to make a large purchase. Free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment plan with Upstart. We're definitely going to have to get Hard Factor Pat enrolled in that program ASAP. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot, and hurry to upstart.com/hard to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes 2 minutes and won't affect your credit score. That's upstart.com/hard.
Sitting in the corner of the Macho Man Randy Savage is quite an honor.
All right, so the lunatics at PETA had a big week, guys. Hey, can I say that? I own five cats, so I think I can say that, right? Like,
you're qualified.
Right, yeah. I mean, I'm allowed to say that. And all of us here at Hard Factor have pets.
Yeah, so. I have two dogs.
So fuck yeah. You, PETA, right? We all are pet owners.
I kind of have a dog.
Well, exactly. Yeah. You have a half dog. Mm-hmm. You're a stepfather to a dog.
Fuck you, PETA. I got the front half.
Right. You got the front half. So what did PETA do? Well, one, they attacked our boy Marty Mush. Who owns a parrot,
yeah, not
or a
cool.
bird. That's not cool. I mean, how many people own parrots or birds? I feel like there should be a lot more rescues of birds. The guy owns a bird. He loves the bird, and they're attacking him.
The thing is about you don't really need to rescue birds because they could just fly away and then be a bird. You
right,
know what I mean?
But I mean, exactly.
Well, but they attacked him. They attacked him for having the wings clipped, right?
Anyone like that doesn't shoot a bird should be praised by PETA, is what I'm saying. Like, give Marty a break. Like, he owns a bird.
I once owned parakeets when I was younger and got sick of them, so I just let them go. Yeah. And they flew into the wild of Virginia where it gets to like 0 degrees. I'm sure they did well.
What right. month was it?
So quick. Oh,
I don't know. It was the summertime.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah.
So number two, they took a shit on Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter's grave.
Not cool.
What? Yeah. So Google put up like a Google Doodle. Every day Google puts up like a Google Doodle of like, here's someone that died or here's some fun fact. And they just put up a picture of Steve Irwin and they're like, RIP Steve Irwin, here we're Google. All 17 trillion of you will see Steve Irwin. You all know who he is and, you know, RIP.
Yeah.
And then PETA was like, actually, Steve Irwin, they tweeted, they're like, Steve Irwin was an animal abuser. Yeah. Steve Irwin hated animals.
He didn't leave him alone in the wild.
Fuck you, PETA.
They said he was harassing the stingray. Yeah. He wasn't harassing the stingray. He was observing the stingray. And guess what? If he was harassing the stingray, he got his comeuppance, so let it be.
By being murdered. Yeah.
Yes.
The stingray that stabbed him in the heart. Yeah, I think the stingray was okay.
You think his kids want to hear that he like was harassing the animal that fucking killed him? Like, give him like Jesus.
Well, not only that, but like Steve Irwin actually makes people like animals. Like,
right.
PETA makes people hate animals.
That's a great point. That's a great point, Will. Like, Steve Irwin is one of, for me, and I'm sure a lot of people's influences on unique animals.
He brought you, he brought you into the world where you got to see all these animals you didn't otherwise know about them.
Yeah, I would not know about them. He clearly loved those animals. He set up foundations and has donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to endangered animals. His family is all about endangered animals. He's done more than I'd say 99.99% of human beings to animals.
More than PETA.
And PETA took a shit on him as he was dead on his fucking birthday.
Yeah, on his gravestone.
Yeah, and here's the other thing is the only way to tell if an alligator is male or female is by essentially flipping it over and checking out its vent, which involves putting your finger in an alligator. And Steve Irwin was never afraid to do that for the good of breeding alligators. So
that's a good point, Pat. Are you sure about the submarine fact you dropped last week, or do you want to apologize for that?
Well, here's the deal. I don't know if you want to read the fucking... No, I'm actually absolutely correct.
And say crocodile. Say crocodile.
Crocodile. I'm 100% correct on the submarine fact. Go read the article about the Revolutionary War submarine, the Turtle, and every word in that article is attempted to, tried to, failed at.
Also, the movie The Guardian sucks. So all of you defending it, shut the fuck up. Let's take it to the internet. Scotty Daniel says, comments here tend to be pretty divisive, but surely as a group, we can all come together and agree that PETA is a terrible organization. Surely that's one common ground we can all share. And I agree. I mean...
I disagree. I don't think PETA's a terrible organization. I think they're way off base on this one.
What do they do? They throw blood on people that wear fur coats.
Exactly.
PETA extremists
Will,
do that.
Good point.
Look,
what are you saying, Pat?
PETA exists essentially to help change the mind that animals should be treated ethically, which I totally, completely agree with. Are they off base? Yes, but then the argument in the same
are they complete dumbasses?
No one needs PETA, Pat. Are they terrible and annoying?
Yes.
If you don't like animals, you're a serial killer.
They aren't changing
shit. They don't do shit. And also, they help murder animals because
also,
like, humane.
What kind of blood are they throwing on people? Is it animal blood?
That's a good point.
Will. It's paint.
Is it animal blood? I smell some corruption.
That's a good point. One out of ten PETA members makes a mistake and kills an animal and then drains his blood and throws it at you.
You heard it here first on Hard Factor.
Fuck you, PETA. Next story.
Well, R. Kelly is in some shit after turning himself in on Friday amidst sexual abuse allegations by four victims. Kelly failed to post the $100,000 required to free his ass after the judge laid down a $1 million bond for the rapper. So
I feel like R. Kelly can afford $1 million.
Well,
yeah. $100,000?
Yeah. He definitely can. But
after the party, I can afford $1 million.
I'll get into why he can't. But
slight correction, not a rapper.
R&B star.
R&B singer. Okay.
Jesus.
Just philosophizer.
Okay. He's an artist. So Kelly's bond was set at $250,000 for each of the four victims claiming the artist sexually abused them. And amongst those accusers are minors. Shocking, considered he once peed on one. So why can't Kelly post?
Shouldn't she get a few more dollars?
So why can't Kelly post the bond yet? Well, it's because this giant piece of shit has been ducking his responsibilities for years. Back in 2009, he was ordered to pay almost $21,000 a month in child support.
Wow.
Yikes. Yeah. That's a lot. That's a lot of child support.
To use Lexus every month.
Shout out to my wife. I've peed on her a few times accidentally. And, she hasn't sued me yet.
Hope you guys never get divorced.
Yeah.
Shout out to my wife.
So he didn't even show up for that that hearing and completely ignored it. So now he knows he owes $170,000 in back child support to his ex-wife, and a judge has ordered him to pay $161,000 by March 8th, or he'll be thrown in jail for contempt of court. But he's already in jail, so it doesn't really fucking matter.
R. Kelly owing an insurmountable amount of child support payments is like the least surprising thing I've ever heard.
I agree.
Yeah.
So also he owes over $165,000 for his Chicago studio, and the judge signed off on an eviction in January after the company filed suit against him. He'd apparently been sleeping there, and his lawyer was quoted as saying that R. Kelly was like Beethoven, Freud, and Churchill, that he likes to do his writing at night. That's when his best stuff comes out.
Oh, at night.
Yeah.
I agree with Will, though. R. Kelly and Antonio Cromartie should have a TV show called Duh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not only that, but like, In the documentary, doesn't he have like an alter ego that he specifically goes into to disrespect women? You think he skips a couple fucking child support payments?
Oh, the guy that pees on women and fucks women before they become women.
You think he
disrespects women?
Can we talk about R. Kelly's attorney real quick, comparing him to Beethoven, Churchill, and Freud? I would leave Freud out personally. If you're if your client is facing sexual abuse allegations, maybe you don't want to reference him to the most progressive thinker in strange sexual activities.
That's a good point. I also think that R. Kelly definitely like leaves all the seats up in the toilet just on purpose. He's like, I know they want to sit on the seat, but I hate women.
I also did. So the former Atlantic. The former Atlantic City Seagull in the USBL, which is apparently a basketball league. Great name, by the way. They'd look up at the sky and just pick the first thing they saw, a fucking shitty seagull. like, by the way, the first guy to catch a seagull on camera and at us gets a free T-shirt from me. Just throwing it out there.
The Seagulls are never going to be champions.
Yeah. Apparently, one of his victims has a T-shirt that has been confirmed to contain the rapper's DNA. Sorry, artist's DNA.
Thank you.
And he apparently spit on two of his victims. So he's just a crime scene investigator's dream with all the bodily fluids he gives up on all of his victims. He's just, it's his easiest thing ever.
He's like Bill Murray when Bill Murray taps people on the shoulder. He's like, they'll never believe him. But he spits on them.
Yeah, he just pees and spits on him.
Rapes, pees, and spits on him.
This is upsetting to me because Bill Clinton went down for leaving his DNA on a certain garment. And like, I thought that everyone learned from that mistake that Bill had to.
Well, I mean,
Pat, if you think that R. Kelly and Bill Clinton haven't shared a room.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's the heat of the moment.
I mean,
that's true.
Bill Clinton has stuck his penis in a lot of
things. The stuff that you jizz on home. That's all I'm saying.
So he will likely be out of jail soon because he does have the money, but the judges ordered him to give up his passport, and he cannot have contact with anyone under the age of 18. So his sex life is just about as dead as mine.
That's his entire life.
Yeah, yeah. His sex life is dead. Let's go to the internet. Kate Candy Castro says, I never was attracted to old men or no man the same age as my parents. Quote, these girls are just as guilty as him to me.
So, nice candy.
Wow. Yeah.
Nice candy.
Wow. So, she's just hating on them for being attracted to R. Kelly when they're young.
Yeah.
These girls who have been abducted to his ranch, to his sex ranch.
Yeah. She's just morally better than these young girls.
He does have a sex ranch.
Yeah. He had a cult.
It's a house in the suburbs of Chicago that's specifically designed for boning young chicks.
Yeah.
Weird. Right. Okay. I got a fun one for you guys. And this story is about a news anchor from Southern California that straight up knows how to party. And this guy has a PhD in partying. And unfortunately, as it does to all great partiers, his God-given gift ended up leading to his demise. But at least he died doing what he loves. Let's get into it. Most of this story is straight from TheBlast.com article because, honestly, they couldn't have written it better.
Hang on.
That's perfect.
Are you reading a lot?
A lot from the
verbatim.
Blast. So let me get into it.
It's the best.
KTLA anchor Chris Burrows died of an overdose of crystal meth while engaging in vigorous sexual activity with a man he met on Grindr. For those of you guys who don't know what Grindr is, it's a gay hookup app.
It's Tinder for gay people.
But it's more sexually driven.
And for those of you denying what Grindr is,
you should know.
You're probably gay.
According to the death investigation, officials say Burrows worked a shift at KTLA, and then he left early in the day complaining he felt ill. But it's come to our attention that Burrows wasn't sick in the traditional sense of the word.
I think he leaves sick a lot.
He told work he felt ill, but he meant to say, I want to be filled.
He was going through dick withdrawal.
Yeah. Well, yes, he did have a fever. However, the only cure was hot, hardcore man-on-man sex with an internet hookup in a Glendale motel room. So instead of going home from the office, he went to the motel to set up for his tryst. And when his Grindr hookup arrived, Burrows allegedly answered the door fully nude and had set up the room with, quote, DJ-style lighting.
That sets the mood.
S&M toys, lubrication jelly, and a massage bench. And then the two men allegedly engaged in various forms of sexual activity.
What a romantic.
He is romantic.
I mean, seriously, we should have some background music playing.
That is some romance if I ever heard of it.
At some point during the meeting, 43-year-old Burrows allegedly inserted a rock of crystal methamphetamine into his body. You can guess where. They don't say insert when they refer to your mouth, do they?
No. Yeah, it was his ass.
I'm going to insert this Cheeto into my mouth. No, you don't say that. It was his ass. He then allegedly gave his companion a syringe full of GHB and a bottle of Gatorade.
You're going to want this.
Which is really thoughtful because GHB is a diuretic.
You gave him a bottle of Pedialyte?
Mm-hmm. So here's the syringe of GHB, and then here's a Gatorade. Because he's saying, I don't want
tomorrow's going
to
suck.
Yeah, I don't want you to get tired.
Rough for you, buddy.
And we got a long night ahead of us. The two became intimate again, and then Burrows.
So he keistered crystal meth, and then he fucking date rape drugged the other guy?
Yeah. You got to read this article.
But then he gave
it's
him
unbelievable.
But then he gave him a Gatorade, Will. So, okay, look. Yeah. The two became intimate again, and then Burrow allegedly used another rock of meth in his anus before engaging in more sexual activity.
I can fit one more up there.
Yeah. Burrows allegedly told his companion he was feeling fine until the man noticed him making a strange noise. He flipped him over, and then he realized Burroughs had vomited inside his S&M mask.
Oh, in his mask?
That's how he died. He suffocated on his own vomit.
Probably.
So it wasn't the seven rocks of meth in his asshole.
There's two confirmed rocks.
It was the gargling in the S&M mask.
The grinder hookup called 911 and then began to perform CPR on Burroughs until emergency responders arrived. And this, I do not believe.
The grinder guy just ran as fast as he could out of the hotel room.
Because when your hookup app lover pukes into his S&M mask, the last thing you want to do is CPR. You know what I mean?
Oh, God, yeah. That's the last thing you do.
Yeah, you're not doing CPR on the guy.
Look, you're not going to believe this.
Call 911.
Yeah, he called 911, but then like when the operator's on the other end of the line being like, okay, here's how you do CPR. He's like, yeah, okay, check.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm doing it. I'm definitely doing it.
He's rinsing his mouth out first.
No, yep. No one on CPR is like, does he have meth in his ass?
Mm-mm. So Burroughs unfortunately leaves behind a wife, a young daughter, and did not have a history of drug and alcohol abuse,
yeah,
but
that's
apparently...
that's where the story gets sad.
Yeah,
used. Because the story is literally laugh out loud funny. Like the article is the funniest thing I've read in years, and then they say that he has a young daughter.
Let's take it to the internet real quick. So I went on the Burroughs fan page on Facebook. He's got 64,000 fans and a lot of active comments, as you can imagine. This week, Ben Alexander posts, "Dude, you stuck two rocks of meth up your butt. Wasn't one enough?"
Good point.
And then
Ben,
good point. That's the only thing Ben has.
To each their own, Ben.
Yeah,
yeah.
David,
shallow ass Ben.
Yeah, to each their own, buddy.
But David Lyman retorts, "It's been said he had passed, yet you're trying to ask him a question."
Oh.
Which is true.
Shaming Ben.
Which is true. Yeah. That's that story.
Great.
I think you cover that wonderfully.
He will be missed.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Hey, RIP.
All right, let's take it to a lightning round of other headlines we couldn't get
to. Living on the edge of a lightning bolt, and I do not apologize for that.
Trade war update. President Trump and President Xi Jinping of China wrapped up the latest round of trade deal negotiations without finalizing anything, but President Trump is suspending the impending tariff hikes that were scheduled to launch into effect next Saturday. They were going to go from 10% to 25%.
Oh, wow. Suspending, huh?
Yeah. Trump says that he is pleased with the negotiations so far, hence the suspension, and he expects to seal the deal when President Xi comes down to stay with him at Mar-a-Lago next time. And it must be hard to resist Florida Donnie with a few Mai Tais in his hands, tons of sun, fresh off 18 holes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Some hookers.
It's the best kind of Trump.
Yeah, you don't go to Mar-a-Lago unless you're looking to get wine and dine.
You're saying yes a lot.
Xi and Trump are about to have a better time than Chris Burroughs yesterday.
Yeah, for sure.
Impossible.
All right, the world's largest bee. Scientists have recently found the world's largest bee again for the first time in decades. The Wallace's giant bee from Indonesia has a 2.5-inch wingspan, enormous beetle jaws, and looks like it could implant a parasite inside of your body like the alien in the movies.
Jesus Christ.
It's huge.
Yeah.
This is my worst fucking nightmare.
It's disgusting.
I fucking hate flying, stinging insects.
Wes, what's your biggest fear?
Flying, stinging insects. Bees.
Giant bees.
I hate when someone says, it's just a bee. No, it's usually just like a fucking hornet or like a yellow jacket, like aggressively coming at my face.
Right. And this is like a bee the size of your fist. So it hadn't been seen in the wild since 1991.
Wes is bad in relationships and hates bees.
Yeah. If you want to see me really scared, throw some bees at me.
Or a commitment.
Yeah, or a commitment.
Can't throw bees.
One of
at
the
people.
Two.
Yeah. Unless they're frozen.
A very committed bee is like Wes's worst nightmare.
If you throw a bee, it kind of makes its own beeline where
it's
wants
true.
To go.
It's true.
As they say.
All right.
Fair enough.
Finally, the Oscars. The Oscars were Sunday night, and since we're taping during the show, thankfully, I didn't have to watch a single fucking second. I'd tell you about the biggest stories of the year, but frankly, I don't give a flying fuck about any of it. So instead, I'll tell you that if you missed the stadium series between the Flyers and the Penguins at the Link on Saturday night, you missed a hell of an end to a hockey game and some great coverage by Spit and Chiglets, Kate and Smitty, and a bunch of others. The Flyers scored 3 goals in the final few minutes of the game to pull it off in OT. Also, if you do care about movies, flip it over to Lights, Camera, Barstool for all your Oscar news needs. And that's it for Hard Factor today. We're kicking off another week of our 100 five-star iTunes reviews in exchange for a Friday show. We're at 1386 reviews at the time of this taping. Let's see if we can get a Friday show 2 weeks in a row. And most importantly, have a great fucking day and start your week off strong. Just one time and last
for. See you later, yeah!